From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Recent football-related stories have exposed the prevalence of concussions and long-term brain injuries. Participation in youth leagues may be declining due to this. The internet is filled with predictions of the impending footpocalypse, the decline of the NFL as it erodes from the bottom up. In North Carolina, we love our football, so we need to put aside the hysteria. There has to be a way to reduce the risk of injury while keeping the game alive. Thankfully, we have science. Good science solves problems through experimentation, observation, data collection, and an informed conclusion. After that, it needs to survive the scientific community's peer review, a ruthless attempt to dismantle the research. Supported by Children's Institute for Pediatric Trauma at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center here in Winston-Salem, Dr. Joel Stitzel, professor and chair of biomedical engineering, and his team are tackling the issue. Pun intended.
We call this program Kids Kinematics of Impact Dataset. And in this, we study the impacts that kids are sustaining in football.
Staying within the guidelines of the scientific method, Dr. Stitzel and his team first defined the problem.
You know, everyone's experiencing some level of risk when they're playing football. And the key for us is to try to have a way to quantify that. Before we did this study, we didn't know really what the exposure was even like for kids, particularly at the youth level and somewhat at the high school level. And that's the big question that we have is there any damage due to sub-injurious impacts? We really don't know if they're receiving damage from playing in practice and playing in games. It's one of the things that we're interested in understanding more about.
Based on observation of the players, Dr. Stitzel and his collaborators developed a hypothesis, a theory that can be tested. Basically stated, they proposed that while many head injuries in football are caused by the acceleration of the head at the moment of impact, long-term head and brain damage will occur as the result of a series of mild head accelerations due to multiple impacts over a span of time.
We have translational acceleration
with head movement in a straight line,
and also rotational acceleration
with head movement in anything other than a straight line. Each impact has a varied combination of these two types of accelerations. And so begins experimentation and data collection. Dr. Stitzel's team worked in collaboration with a team from Virginia Tech to develop a very cool data collecting football helmet.
The HIT system, the head impact telemetry system, is a sensor pack that goes up over the crown of the head into the crown of the helmet. And it's got 5 accelerometers in it. Those are devices that measure acceleration.
Similar to the one in your smartphone that tells it which way is up.
And the idea is that these are sort of spring-loaded and they go between the helmet and the head, but the sensors themselves are up against the head so that we're measuring the head acceleration rather than the helmet acceleration. When they're sampled, they're stored on the system in the helmet, and those impacts are transmitted over to the sideline and stored on a computer.
Next, the data needed to be analyzed and interpreted.
One of the things we did was look at exposure in practices versus games. And one of the things that we found was that 1/2 to 2/3 of the impacts that kids sustain over the course of a season, they get those in practice and not during games. And so if you make changes to practice, you reduce the number of impacts in practice, you can really substantially decrease the exposure to impacts over the course of a season.
This research is ongoing. But when a conclusion is reached, the group hopes parameters will be put in place for advanced helmets that better protect players in the long term. Also, some simple rule changes may lower the risk of head injury.
Right now, it's not published and not peer-reviewed. We really haven't had the results vetted yet, and so there's not much I can say about how conclusive we can be.
If the results hold up, they could protect players and become a resource upon which future science is built. Find more on WFDD.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD. Support for Cyworks Radio comes from Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton, LLP.